This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
And just like that, we've come to an end to the show again today. And it's been a great show. If you've missed it, don't worry. It will be available as a podcast. But before we go, as always, I am speaking to Ans van Rensburg, who's the clinic admin manager at Dis-Chem Baby City. How are you today, Ans?
Good morning, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I know. It's great. We've been talking about holiday time and snacking and all the things that you need to prep. But that also, I do have to say that for me, I'm always happy when I travel somewhere in South Africa and I always check where there's a Dis-Chem.
It's always good to know where your nearest healthcare provider is. We don't know when something's going to happen and when you might need to consult with a nurse. So it's always really good to know exactly where to go should the need arise. It's important to do that.
Yeah, so I do have to say, but I mean, I feel like here at Gauteng, we're actually quite spoiled for Dis-Chem. Luckily now, there's baby cities also all over the place. But I do have to say that in Gauteng, we're really spoiled for Dis-Chem. So Cape Town, you need to step up a little bit.
Yes, exactly. And over the December holidays, or whenever there's a holiday in the coastal areas, we definitely see an uptake in our clinics and more customers that go to our stores, because a lot of people are on holiday. And unfortunately, even though we're on holiday, we still get sick. So our clinics and everything and our stores, we really see a lot of people come through, unfortunately do fall ill during their holidays.
No, but it's nice to have the familiarity then of a Dis-Chem, because even though obviously the nurse is not going to be the same person, but I do feel the setup is often similar, and that also gives you a little bit of reassurance as a mom if you're in a similar environment and you have that. So I do have to say thank you.
That's good to hear. No, we our services are standardized across the nation. So if you're used to going to a nurse in Gauteng and you're going for holidays in KZN, for example, you'll find the same services, different nurse, but the same services at any of our clinics.
That is fantastic. Is the office hours and the opening hours the same during the holiday time?
Yes, our operating hours are exactly the same. Only some of our clinics will be closed on Christmas Day and on New Year's. So those are the only 2 days that we normally are closed. But generally, all the hours remain exactly the same.
Great. As always, Ads, it was really wonderful chatting to you. Chat to you next week.
Thank you, Landy. Take care.
Thanks. And on that note, like I said, another show has come to an end, and it's been a good show. It's been a good year. I've really enjoyed spending time with you. I am not going anywhere. All my shows will still go on. There will only be like on Hanukkah or on Christmas, I will not be talking. But the rest of the time, I will be here to talk a bit to you about all sorts of things. And next week, I'm specifically talking about traveling safely with talking about car seat safety and those type of things with Gail Frankenson. So join me next week. It's not quite there yet. But please remember that the biggest and the greatest example we can give our children is the example of kindness. And especially this time of the year, it is important for us to go out there and be kind to each other. Remember, we're all busy, we're all tired, we're all hot. It's really hot at the moment. Breathe and be kind to those around you. Thank you so much for joining me. Until next time, enjoy your day.